Hello? Hello?
Hi there, it's a call from Mr. Christopher Wright.
Speak on.
Hi there, it's Daniel here calling from MMA Legal in regards to your Scottish redress application.
Oh yeah.
Hi there, I was just hoping to gather a bit more information from yourself if you're free for 5 minutes.
Yeah, sure.
Brilliant, thank you. Can I just take you through data protection quickly?
No problem.
Can I take the first line of your address, please?
That's 40 Hill Street.
Your mobile number?
This one, I don't know off by heart.
Don't worry. Do you know your email address?
Chrissyboy1983@gmail.com.
I've got a different one on file.
Chrissyboy1983@gmail.com.
That's the one, yeah. And just your date of birth, please.
27/06/83.
Brilliant, thanks for that, Chris. So the reason for my call is just to answer or just to ask you a few quick questions to fill in some blanks in our system. Could I firstly take your parents' names, please?
Paula Wright.
Paula Wright. No worries. And your father's name?
I don't know it.
Oh, no worries. That's fine. And I've got you down a previous name. You're also known as Christopher Clough. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Brilliant. Nextly, could I take your previous address prior to care?
Oh, God.
Don't worry if you don't remember the exact address.
I can't remember. Sorry.
No problem. Don't worry about it. Do you remember the street name at all? Don't worry again if not.
No, I can't. Sorry.
No, it's fine, Chris. So don't worry. It's absolutely fine. Could I take your current GP details, your general practitioner?
Yeah, it's Dr. Nicola Waithwaite.
Dr. Nicola. And where, what medical centre is that?
That's Mill Hill Surgery in Dunfermline.
Mill Hill Surgery.
Yeah.
And where was that, sorry?
That's in Dunfermline.
No problem. Brilliant, thank you for that. And I know you mentioned you don't know your prior address to
no,
care.
I don't.
Do you maybe remember the council? So the area that you were in?
Prior to me going into care, I stayed in Newton Grange with my mum and stepfather.
Where was that, sorry?
Newton Grange.
Do you mind spelling that for me?
November Echo Whiskey.
Yep.
Tango Oscar November.
Oh, Newton,
Indigo.
Newton Range.
Yeah.
No problem. All right, so that's just so we can find the correct council and then we can send the subject access request form to them for them to release.
All right, how is things going with that?
Yeah, we're just waiting to hear back from a few institutes that we've sent subject access request forms out to. And again, the reason that I'm calling today is just so any information you're able to give me, I can then put together more request forms to send out.
Right,
so
okay.
I'll look into the council that's ruling over Newton Range and I'll be sending out a subject access request.
That'd be Midlothian.
Midlothian, right. Yeah, like I say, we're just waiting for a few of these documents to come back to us. We have already had NHS Lothian come back to us. So we're just, like I say, we're going to have to DSAR your general practitioner and the relevant counsel. And then once we get them back, then we'll be able to book you in for a witness statement. All right, Christopher.
Okay, what does that involve?
A witness statement involves, it's quite a lengthy phone call. It's going to be one of my managers, one of my colleagues that will take you through it. They'll ring you and tell you a lot more about it. But it's basically around an hour-long phone call where they'll go through a chronology of care, so they'll make sure that all the dates are matching up with your care settings, and that will just be some questions about obviously what you went through in care, these sorts of things. Like I say,
I take it just, I'll need to talk about the abuse.
Yeah, yes. So, like I say, there's no rush to get this done, and you're always in control of the call whenever we do those witness statements. So if you ever need to take a break while we're on the call, please do let us know and we can rearrange it for another date or so. But we just generally try to make sure that you're available on a certain time, on a certain date, and just to say that it's going to be a lengthy phone call, about an hour. All right.
Right, okay.
But yeah, like I say, once we get these documents back from your institutions, then you'll receive a phone call to book that witness statement in, and someone will take you through a lot more, all right?
Right, okay.
All right, Christopher. Well, I think I've got everything I need for today. I'll let you go and get on with the rest of your day. So thank you for your time, and
no problem.
Have a lovely day, all right?
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks, all right. Christopher.
Bye.
See you now, mate.